The Bundy sons and five supporters who helped in the takeover were found not guilty of conspiracy and weapons charges, in another jarring setback for the government. Some legal experts and defense advocates see the string of recent not guilty verdicts as a sign that jurors and judges are less inclined to take what the FBI says in court at face value. Data examined by Time supported that conclusion. The number of convictions in FBI-led investigations dropped last year for the fifth consecutive year, from 11,461 in 2012 to 10,232, according to Syracuse University data, which was obtained under Freedom of Information Act requests. Moreover, Time's analysis shows a surprisingly low rate of success for the thousands of cases the FBI investigates and sends to the Justice Department for possible prosecution. Over that same time period, the Justice Department has ultimately won convictions in fewer than half the cases the FBI referred for prosecution, with a conviction rate of 47% last year, the data showed. That fell well below the average of 72% for all agencies. Prosecutors themselves have rejected many of the FBI's referrals before they ever got to court. The Bureau's low success rate in these cases has remained largely unchanged in recent years. Federal prosecutors still win the bulk of the thousands of cases they choose to bring based on FBI investigations. Justice Department spokesman Ian Pryor says a variety of factors could play into the drop in prosecutions and convictions over the last 5 years, including de-emphasizing some crimes under Obama-era policies and cutbacks in prosecutors in recent years. Pryor says that judging the performance of the FBI based on a minuscule sample of cherry-picked cases ignores its thousands of annual convictions.